resettled refugees in Koboko Municipality have expressed concern over what they describe as limited opportunities to participate in income-generating activities such as employment and small-scale businesses. The refugees say many of them can't support their families despite living within the municipality. The refugees were speaking during a participatory forum for key stakeholders organized by the South Sudanese Refugee Association, SURA, at the Country Motel in Koboko Municipality this week. According to a study conducted by SURA under the Local Leadership East African Return and Reintegration Network, only 32% of urban refugees in Koboko Municipality are engaged in income-generating activities. The findings show that the few refugees engaged in income-generating activities are mostly concentrated in unskilled trade. Maridoshe Kambale, a Congolese refugee in Koboko, says the low income levels have pushed many of the refugees to live in unaffordable conditions.
And then we also have categorization in the camps. You can get that refugees have been categorized, category 1, 2, and 3. And a refugee is given 10,000 to land for the whole month. And assuming this is a grandma that has not another source of income, it becomes very hard for this mama. So you can get that due to low income generating activities, refugees are overcrowded in the town. You can get a house, a very small house, but it has 7 people that are sleeping in that house.
Kennedy Batali, a South Sudanese refugee, appeals to the government of Uganda to consider reintegration of programs to create opportunities for refugees to get involved in income-generating activities.
Friends, the education system, you go to Congo, they are talking French. And when we have the Congolese, the refugees are Congolese, here in Uganda we use English, not French. So it gives the host an advantage if you use English than a refugee who started in French language. So that one is a great difference. Limited skilling opportunities, yes, as host, they have the opportunity to have access to skilling programs, but the refugees mostly rely on the fully sponsored skilling opportunities or trainings. Then the requirements for registering businesses. Most of the businesses that are in Uganda are supposed to go through the formal procedure of registration by URSD. So the host can have the upper hand to register than a refugee because a lot of documents are needed.
Patrick Ogweng, the town clerk for Koboko Municipality, acknowledges the challenges in resources to manage the large refugee population in the municipality.
As Koboko, we have looked at refugees as an opportunity. I want to make this one very clear that the moment you mention the word refugee, people look at it as a burden. And I want us to demystify this. Or Koboko has already demystified this. Not all refugees are desperate people. The fact is, somebody has moved away from home because of instability, because of looking for where you can sleep with peace. But we are benefiting as Koboko from some of these refugees. And we have a few investments in Koboko which are being manned by refugees. They are providing employment. They are not only employing the refugees, they are employing the refugees, and the majority of the people they are employing are the local people.
According to a recent refugee data survey conducted by VNG International, over 24,000 refugees have settled in Koboko Municipality as urban refugees.